At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're throwing it down live from Las Vegas, Nevada, the MGM Grand, and we survive and advance, essentially. It's like we're basically like a basketball team. That's, you know, when you're in Las Vegas, survive and advance. Now, we are not on the midst of the casino floor and the chaos and the carnage there right now. And it's probably a good thing. So it's probably a good thing. Now, last I heard, the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart was getting after it pretty good down there. I ran into Carver. Carver High is probably about 14, 15 beers deep, and he handles it well. You wouldn't be able to really tell, but Carver High came over. I ran into Carver High, and he told me, hey, I said, what's up? He goes, good. He goes, I just had about 9 beers in about 25 minutes. I said, oh, wow. And then I saw him about an hour later. I ran into him again on the floor, on the casino floor, and I saw Carver, and he goes, oh, man. He goes, I'm with over there. I'm over by that bar over there with Cam. He goes, Cam has like 35 drink tickets. Like, Cam doesn't play around. It's one thing he does. He's playing a lot of horses. Like, you know what I mean? When people come here and think that we're all together all the time and stuff. Like, I haven't seen, the only time I've seen Cam is like during our shows, to be honest. You know, we hung out a bit on Wednesday night. Like, he really sort of, he does his own thing in Vegas. You know, everyone does. But, you know, he does his own thing. So the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart supposedly just blasted through like 35 drink tickets because he's getting all these tickets from his horse bets. So we covered the NFL draft. Now tonight, wild night, you know, in Las Vegas. We had a crazy night last night. Fun times. Thanks to all of our guests. It's great been seeing everybody and all the old school friends and Rageaholics and new friends that we've made and old fans. And you know, we just met a lot of cool people. But we've got one more tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. local time. And you know what? I haven't done a morning show since I was doing the morning show yet. Not exactly. Listen, you're coming to Vegas and doing a show at 9 a.m. is not exactly the ideal situation, but it'll keep us out of trouble tonight. I think we need the rest. The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. kicking it live from Las Vegas, Nevada. NFL draft, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs around the corner. The draft continues. It's like a million people in Las Vegas, literally and figuratively. We heard the number was like 980,000 people on the streets like last night. It's off the hook. It's an extravaganza. People are having a great time. We gave you the Buffalo Sabres on the TV show during the draft earlier tonight. That was the one pick I made tonight here at the window. And the Buffalo Sabres were victorious. The Memphis Grizzlies have advanced. Survive in advance. It's like partying in Vegas. You survive in advance. The Memphis Grizzlies have advanced. And if you recall, we gave you the Memphis Grizzlies -1.5. In the series. I said, all right, so as long as it doesn't go to seven games, we win the bet. We win the bet. We actually crushed the NBA playoffs. We won everything except the Raptors. Right? We won everything except the rest. We had the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks -2.5. They got it done. Memphis -1.5 is a winner. And we had Boston. Just like pick them in the series against Brooklyn. We did. We smashed it. They're great job. Great picks. And you know what? Our NFL draft prop picks were pretty good as well. We didn't win every one of them. We were wrong about a couple of players. But for the most part, we nailed it. And in fact, I've been nailing so many of these picks, I didn't even know. But someone from Sports Grid, some of the creative team came up to me. And they said that they're putting together a montage of Vegas and all this, and they said it's crazy. They said you've got like five guys. They said you keep on picking these players where they're going to go. And they said it's crazy. We're going to put this thing together. And tonight I talked about Kenneth Walker going to Seattle. Now I was just basically, I'm thinking, well, you need a running back, and Kenneth Walker's your guy. Things have gotten pretty crazy, man. In the National Football League draft, really, defensive heavy draft. The quarterbacks, man, plummeted. Malik Willis is a Tennessee Titan when it's all said and done. He goes with the 86th pick. To put in perspective, his over-under was 13.5. The Friday Night Freak Show, Rob Vino, Tony Finn, and more. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Whoa, yeah! The Late Night Anger Man for class. The Friday Night Free Show. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. NFL draft, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs start on Monday. We're banging it here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Great TV shows, great production, great set. It's been a success so far this week, and there hasn't been any international incidences yet. There's been a couple of, dust-ups and, this and that. It is Las Vegas, but so far, so good. As I said, I missed the Rachel Reddick Cam Stewart right now. I heard he was getting after it pretty good. Like I said, I saw Carver High and Pharrell. Pharrell's rocking. And Carver High's having a good time. He's got his suit, you know, one of his, like, loud blazers on down there. And Carver High's, like, owning the sports book down there. He's really crushing the beers. When he told me, he goes, man, your boy Cam can really drink beer fast. He goes, I didn't think Cam. He goes, Cam just drank, like, 20 beers in, like, 10 minutes. He basically said, Cam had 35 drink tickets. And I just, Cam told him, they expire today. We got to use them. So Cam's literally like just he's got like beer after beer after beer after beer, and I'm sure he's probably going to get after it and play a little bit of blackjack. We might have been a little run. If you remember last week, actually, it was 2 weeks ago, whatever. Well, I think it was 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago. 2 weeks ago, I went to the casino in Vancouver. When I was back in Vancouver, I went to the casino and I won like $800 playing blackjack, which is rare, right? Like, you usually win a couple of bucks and stuff, but I actually won a lot. I won like, I thought it was like 600. I keep finding more chips pockets at home. I'm like, oh man, there's another $200 in chips. I was like, I didn't know about those ones. So I did pretty good. Normally I don't. You know what I mean? Normally, you know, you win in sports and then you give it back at nighttime, playing a little bit and whatever. You just accept it and you have fun. So last night, it's one of those deals we didn't plan on getting after it. Right, we did the show. It was a fun show last night. We had a bunch of the crew here. That's the thing. I kind of knew we were going to party a bit because there was a lot of listeners and fans around. So, last night we get after it a bit. And then after, though, the show, things really got dialed up after. Things got dialed up. Cam got lost in the hotel and trapped in between floors. So Cam got trapped in between floors. Like, Cam's had a million little adventures. So we ended up going out to New York. And when I say out, it's basically, it's like we left the property, right? We've been at MGM the whole time. There's not really a need to leave. Great pizza here. So, you know, I haven't really left the property, literally, I haven't left the property. So the biggest distance I've gone was literally across the street. Which, that's, you know, when I say across the street, anybody knows, we have to walk over like 8 little crossovers and stuff like that to get there, but, and walkways. But we went over to New York, New York. And New York, New York's always known, like, it's kind of, it's a partier casino. Like, each casino has a different vibe to it type thing, right? And New York, New York has always been known, like, yeah, the music's loud there, and, you know what I mean? It's like sort of a younger crowd. It's kind of a younger crowd, like loud, and you know what I mean? Like, if you go there, you know, you're not bringing your family there type thing. It's a party spot, New York, New York. It's a party casino hotel. And so we went over there, and we met some fans of the show, some new fans, old, and you know, we ended up over in New York, New York. And I walked past the roulette wheel, so the roulette table. So we passed through the roulette, and no one's at the table. It was empty, the table, and I had $100 bill. So I put the $100 bill on the table. And I told her, give me $100 chip. Give me $100 chip. Boom. I just put it on red. And I always bet on red, but basically, I don't know why, I looked up and I was like, you know what? I think it's going to be red. And I had, boom, $100. And I just took the chip, bam. And I won and I walked away. I walked away, and I went to the bar and stuff, and then when I walked past her again, I was leaving, I walked past them again, and I said, hey, you know what, let's do it again, and I put the $100 chip down, and I said, put it on red, and $100 on red. Spin the wheel again, boom, red again. I said, hey, thank you. So I won $200. I won $200 playing roulette last night, and when I say playing roulette, I spent like literally 20 seconds doing it. Like, I didn't even sit down. Like, I was at the table, like, I didn't even sit down. Like, I stood there, I boom, $100, got it, got the chip, I walked away. Walked past her again, boom. But the problem was, Matthias, all of this was going on, and unfortunately, the clock kept ticking. The clock. So, I look up, bro, and it's literally 7 in the morning. Like, 7:15 in the morning. Like, that was not my intention. Like, trust me. Now, the thing is, though, I usually don't fall asleep often until, like, 5 o'clock anyway. So, if I'm not partying, but... So, basically, there I am at the... It's in New York, New York at 7 in the morning, hanging out playing roulette. And we had the show at 3 o'clock today. But it was fine. We got through the show, and then we've got this show tonight, and we got one more at 9 in the morning tomorrow. And I told Sussman sarcastically, yeah, thanks for the 9 a.m. wake-up call tomorrow. But we'll be ready to go. NFL draft, we're going to go over the draft. We'll go over some picks tonight. Tony Finn's going to step up and in and join us. Tony will just join us like he normally does over the phone. And we'll hook up with Tony tomorrow. So, and if you're in the area, and I know a lot of you are, and I know some of you are beaten down in your rooms listening to the show right now, whatnot. So tomorrow we'll hook up MGM Grand Sportsbook at about noon or so. We'll be on at 9 to 12 with Cam and Pharrell. And then after, that'll be a fun time. And then after, we're going to go out. That'll be our one day, sort of Saturday. We'll go over to the NFL draft, check out the draft experience a bit, NFL fan experience. And time flies, man. And next thing you know, we'll be back in the studio on Sunday. Yet,
a lot of you are. And
I'm too... Man, it's been a whirlwind of a week. Think about it, guys. Last week, I was in Toronto for the game. Last week, I was in Toronto, and the Raptors have been eliminated, and now Joel Embiid's injured. And he's out indefinitely. He could be out for a little while, too. I was like, oh, he's going to miss game one. He might miss more than game one, and that means Philadelphia's done. Just the way that it is, man. It's the NBA. It is. You know what I'm saying? That's why, like, you know, fans and stuff shouldn't talk too much smack. Right? Like, only one team is going to win in the end. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're a Sixer fan, oh, suck at Toronto. It's like, yeah, whatever. Now you guys are injured. Now you're going to lose. So, like, things could be falling into place for Boston right now. Thing is, like, some teams can win without their star player. I don't think Philadelphia can, like, without Embiid. Like, James Harden, like, they just can't win without him. You know what I mean? They just, he is the Sixers. He is too good. Maxey's a good young player. Maxey's good. Harden played very good last night. Harden really didn't do much in the series against the Raptors, but he did step up last night. But well, let's just call it out for what it is. If they don't have Joel Embiid, they're done. They're screwed. So that's the schedule. We'll be on tomorrow morning at noon Eastern. We're on 9 a.m. Pacific local. So noon Eastern. Some NFL draft coverage, NBA. We'll be with Cam and Scotty Pharrell. Like, you could see, too. And listen, it was sort of incidental, but it kind of was, and it wasn't in a sense by the end of it, that, like, Siakam and Embiid were getting into it. Right, and you saw Embiid. Listen, I got to be honest with you. I've lost all respect for Joel Embiid. I've never really been a big fan of his. He's okay. I thought he was a nice sort of guy, but he's a jerk. Like, he complains and bitches about everything.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And he's just dirty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's dirty. He injured Scotty Barnes. He just injures everyone. Look what he did to Bouchette. That was a cheap-ass, like, move that he did, pushing him in the back like that. And then he's, like, his hands in here, like, what do I do? So whatever, bro. Karma's a bitch, MP. Now you're paying the price for it. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without rageahol.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi, live from Las Vegas. Feel like Krusty the Clown. Feel like Krusty the Clown. We're kicking it. And, listen, business really started to pick up, as we talked about earlier. So there was 980,000 people out last night in Las Vegas. So imagine imagine the stories, the carnage, the chaos, like between 900, like there's 980 different thousand people that have their own Vegas story from what happened. And you guys, I don't know, like people have been to Vegas before, like, you know what I mean? That feeling like when you go back, like the, basically the casino floor at like 11, 12 in the afternoon type stuff. There's everything. It's so quiet. It's just this quietness. The casino knows too. They're smart. They're like, no, we can't crank the music now. Everyone's hungover and like they're not happy. So like they play the music or there's like soft music playing. And nobody, you just see like the look of death on everybody. Like, I mean, like I got in an elevator today, Matthias. There's like five people, a bunch of dudes and girls stuff. And everybody was just had that silent, like, it was got Gatorades and water, just like the look of regret, like, oh God, like the hell did we do? Man, the lights will get to you, man. The lights will get to you.
Those are the best types of Vegas nights, though, Gabe. They might suck the day after, the day after, but when you look down the road, like a week later, when you're sitting at home, like, oh, you're like, oh man, that was a great night.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things, exactly. You don't come here just to sit in the room the whole time, you know what I mean? You got to get out. And honestly, I don't know when I'm going to be back, so I am having a good time. And I've been much crazier. For me, it's just, man, it's just been a whirlwind. From the Raptors game and all the shows and, like, East Coast, West Coast, we're getting off of planes. We're never missing any shows and stuff. Except the closest we came to missing the show was actually, I think, tonight. It was basically tonight. You know, like, when you're so tired, it's like, listen, man, if I shut my eyes for a minute or two, I might not wake up type thing. It's one of those type of deals. And we've had a couple of close calls. I've had a couple of times today where I've just opened my eyes. I'm like, oh my God, what time is it? I'm like, oh boy. Oh boy. All right. So listen, I know that, listen, Tony Finn's going to step up today. We got Rob Vino going to kick it with us. We'll take some calls. Is Bob. Bobby.
Yeah, how you doing, Gabe? Sorry about Wednesday.
What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Sorry about Wednesday.
What happened to you?
I'm sorry.
Why? Why were you puking? You could have just said you were sick. You didn't have to tell us about you puking, but why? What happened? Well, you drank too much?
I don't know what I had. I ate probably something I shouldn't have. I don't know. But at the beginning of the day, guess what I did? I bet on the ponies. I bet $12. Yeah. I won $283.
Good job, Bob.
Yeah, that
good
was
job. You've been getting good at the ponies, huh? You've been killing it.
Oh, I love the ponies. I tell you, it's fun. I wish
good
I was
stuff.
On Wednesday.
I wish you were here in Vegas with us, with me and Cam on a casino. Have you ever been to Vegas, man, Bob?
No, I want to go. My friend from Sports Fear went to WrestleMania over there. I meant last year.
Yeah, last year's WrestleMania in Vegas. Hey, your boy Cam Stewart's playing the ponies right now. I think he's at the. That's where he was. He was hanging out at the. At the race and sports book. Yeah, he was doing well. Yeah, I think he's been doing well. So, you see, you watch the NFL draft tonight, Bob?
Oh, of course. I love the Giants picks. The Jets are rocking it.
Yeah, we'll get to the Jets. The Jets, listen, Bo, you're right. Both New York teams have had great drafts. But specifically, you know, like really the Jets, very impressive. Like for them to this haul, listen, the Jets GM in Joe Douglas used to be with Philadelphia, right? So we're talking about a guy that's built a Super Bowl winning team before. But, man, the Jets had an awesome draft. And as far as the Giants are concerned, strong draft as well. You get Kayvon Thibodeau. You get Evan Neal. You get Robinson. They've killed it as well. They've killed it. But I think, you know, if you're the Jets, wow. If you're a Jet fan, amazing stuff.
My brother's a big Jet fan.
They still have work to do, but, like, they still kind of suck, right? You know what I mean? But thing is,
all these
players now with the Jets, they're just stockpiling talent. I think in, like, literally, like, maybe in 2 years, the Jets could be good type of thing. Like, they're going in the right direction.
Yeah, they're definitely going the right direction,
Giants great draft.
I like our new GM. He's awesome. He's better than Gilman.
The Giants have been run very poorly for I guess, about the last 10 years or so. And just with the coordinators, the coaching, just all bad. I think you've got a good coach now in Brian Daboll. You got the Buffalo Bills guys running things here. They'll be much more professional and organized right now. And now it's up to Danny Dimes, though. Daniel Jones has to play well this year.
If he doesn't do it, it's all his fault, not nobody else's fault.
Well, no, that's not really true. It's not about his fault, but I'm just stating that. They're giving him a chance. This is it.
Well, I know we got a good offensive line now, so you better wake up. They got one of your guys in Buffalo Bills.
They have improved the line a bit. I don't know if the line's great, but they have improved it. They have improved it. So what's the big plans this weekend, Bob? Trip to the Fuzzy Grape? You going out, or are you still recovering? You're still sick?
No, I have to work tomorrow. Today I have to work.
Yeah, so do we,
I
Bob.
I took a nap. I took a nap before the draft, so I'm all set to go.
Yeah, Red Bob's ready to rock. So, all right, Bob, it's good to hear from you. Too bad. Like I said, I wish you were here. Maybe one day we'll see you in New York or.
That would be great.
I don't know when we're coming to Vermont, to be honest. Like, is the NFL draft going to be in Vermont next year? I don't think so.
Who wants to come? Yeah. I don't know. I'd rather go down to see you down there.
Next year it's in Kansas City.
Oh, well, no, I mean come to see you in New York soon, maybe.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I'm saying the NFL draft is in Kansas City next year. I was just.
Right. That'd be interesting.
Then the year after, it's in Detroit.
Oh,
that's going to be cool. I'm looking forward to the Detroit one. Michigan.
Yeah, me too.
Detroit's a good city, actually. No, it's going to be a nice setup. And listen, KC will be cool as well. But Michigan, they've got sports betting and everything else. Everything's legal in Michigan. So I think it's a good spot. But I got to tell you, great state here. Nevada is doing a great job hosting the NFL and everybody. And the NFL is very happy with the results.
Do you see what Lisa put in the chat? Bob can buy me dinner now.
Yeah, well, now you're rich. You're winning all this money. Exactly. So you got a date with Lisa now, Bob. You got a dinner date.
Ooh, I hope she dates me.
You can buy me dinner, too.
Oh, of course. I'll buy you dinner if you want pizza. And then we could buy... I wanted to ask you before I leave. How is Sussman doing?
Sussman's doing fine. He's actually in Vegas. He's doing a great job. We'll say hi for him, all right? Well, I'll see him in the morning. I'll say Bob says hi.
Thank you so much. Yeah, tell him to remember the crazy Bob from Vermont.
He'll remember you.
I'm crazy. I'm a wild and crazy guy. All right, I'll talk to you.
You're not that crazy. You say that. You never call on Wednesdays. We'll see if you call this week. Cam misses you.
The week before, my daughter was in the hospital.
That's too bad. Okay, yeah. All right, Bob.
Stay
safe.
All right. We'll talk to you on Wednesday. Cam, Bob. I'll be on Wednesday. Okay, bye now.
This is Bob. Nice guy, Bob, huh? Bob in Vermont. Yeah, like your Kyle in Atlanta says, yeah, so yeah, Morency, odds minus me going to Vermont. You know, it's not crazy, actually. Listen, I grew up beside Vermont, so I know Vermont. I know Vermont. WCAX-TV. Was it W? That's all. That's Plattsburgh. Plattsburgh, New York. WPTC. WCAX is, yeah, Burlington, Vermont. WCAX, CBS affiliate. That's what I used to watch football on. I know Vermont well. But I got to tell you, after, there's only so many of these trips that we can handle. It's one of these deals. I don't want to say I've bit off more than I can chew, but it's a little much here. It's a little much. And like I said, what am I? Wait, David Lee Roth in 1978 here? Like, basically, it's like a world tour. I'm in different cities and a different coast here, and we're down at the next show, boom, 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 boom. So as we stated, too, the thing that's driving me crazy here right now is I crushed a Coke. I had a Coke here, except I'm looking for something to drink right now. I'm like, man, am I thirsty. I get something to drink, and all I have in front of me, I'm surrounded by vodka. Except I don't want vodka. I don't want vodka. I need a Gatorade or something like that. Like Tony Finn, Rob Vino. We'll get to the NFL draft on the other side.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The late night anger management class. I'm talking about Trevor Bauer. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Luke! There's a big crowd. Welcome us back, even though we lost.
You're just gonna cry about you, loser. You can't catch a football. Let's see if you can catch a rock.
Late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morency. Right, let's talk. Get into the NFL draft a little bit here. As far as the quarterbacks are concerned. Listen, there was a lot of talk about how this wasn't. They were not elite quarterbacks in this year's draft. And you know, you have to wonder, like, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, like, wow, did you know you could have waited and waited, or could you have? I am amazed, man, like how late these quarterbacks ended up going. But let's get into it a little bit and talk about the Atlanta Falcons, actually. Matthias is Atlanta Falcons. I didn't love the Drake London pick, but as I said, I don't know, right? I mean, I'm not criticizing the kid. I preferred Garrett Wilson to Drake London, but Drake London, people see a lot of Mike Evans in him, right? They believe, you know, the thing with Drake London is he played basketball. He's one of those guys that'll just get the ball. You know what I mean? Like in the red zone, in the end zone, you know, one of those, all right, throw it up there and he'll come down with it type deal. And you know, the Falcons have always sort of struggled with those red zone threats. So they get the wide receiver, and I was thinking, all right, you got Mariota here, but Desmond Ridder. And, you know, I had a lot of good prop bets, but I was wrong about Desmond Ridder. I said Desmond Ridder. I ended up putting money on him that he would be in the I ended up betting money that Desmond Ridder would be in the top 30 and a half. I bet under. I bet under. And clearly, well, that didn't happen. But so the Atlanta Falcons end up getting Desmond Ridder, who some people, listen, man, he might be the best one out of all these young quarterbacks, actually. It's a very good situation. I'm telling you, like, if you're Ridder, you landed in a good spot. And if you're Atlanta, you got a good quarterback here that's in a good spot that you don't have to rush. You've got Mariota. You've got Mariota, but eventually, I'm telling you, I think Ridder is your future quarterback now. Some people think like there was might be the steal of the draft, getting Desmond Ridder this late. Matt Corral, there was a run on the quarterbacks, right? There was a little run on the quarterbacks. Kenny Pickett was the only one guy quarterback that went in the first round, obviously. And then there was a little run on them once Desmond Ridder was taken. And then Malik Willis, and then Matt Corral.
It was great. It was a great pick, Gabe.
And very good pick. He's a good quarterback.
He is a good quarterback, and he has a big arm, and he's athletic. He could use his legs, you know, kind of a Mariota type as well. Like I think he's going to do great being in that same quarterback room with Marcus.
You know what's crazy though? That they could have taken Malik Willis like that late. And he's from Atlanta. I remember we talked about it. They're like, you know what? He's from Atlanta. Man, like crazy. Like we talked about coming into the draft about how it was volatile and how no one really knows. You know what I mean? It's crazy. Like it's all over the place. And it is true. Like how many people said, oh, yeah, like Malik Willis will go in the 80s. Right, Matt Corral will go. Listen, I gave you guys Matt Corral. I hammered. I said, listen, there's no way in hell he's going for 33 and a half. And boom, we were right. We told you quite a few. We've got, like I said, we did very well. I will rack up the numbers after. I don't have full access to it right now because we're in a different state, obviously. And I'm geo-blocked from certain books right now that I've got some bets in. But no, a good solid draft getting Desmond Ridder. Well, that's true.
Fugitive.
Yeah, I can't. You know, I'm gonna log in. So
you're the man.
It is what it is. So I know I like the pick of Desmond Ridder a lot, but it is interesting that they could have had Malik Willis and the local kid, and they're like, no, right? A lot of the concerns with Willis is why he didn't go higher is number one, his size. He's not very big. Right, Malik Willis. Like I've heard some people think that he's bigger than he is. He's not. He's 6'1". Like, and he's 6'1". So like he's not a very big, tall dude or anything like that by NFL standards. He does have a cannon. Like he really can throw it. You know what I mean? He can throw it 65 yards on a dime type things we saw at the combine. So he can throw it. He struggles to read like elite defenses. He's got some work to do. But, you know, listen, Tannehill is in the last year. Like, it's not the last year of his contract, but they can opt out. And you're seeing a lot right now, these teams in the NFL. There's a common pattern of which they don't want to pay players. They just sort of say, all right, you know, let them opt out. We'll get someone else. Well, I'm not paying this guy all his money. And you're going to have to ask yourself. Tannehill had a nice run. Right, they had a nice run with Tannehill here. You have to ask yourself, are they ever going to get any better? Have they sort of peaked with what they have right now? And Tannehill already makes a lot of money. And it's not like he's going to be excited to take a pay cut. So he already makes a lot of money. Do you want to continue to pay him all this money or say, you know what? We'll give Malik Willis to be quarterback, and he's not making any money because we took him in the third round with the 86th pick. He's not making any money. Now we'll have all this other money to spend on other players, right? That's, you know, to me, that's the way to go. You've got to maximize the value, right? And if you can have a quarterback that's playing that's making third round money, as opposed to paying some guy $40 million, you can really sign a lot of other players. And it seems to me that that's what the Tennessee Titans are doing here. let's just be real. If you're a Titan fan, like, well, you can't like what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a Titan fan, it's pretty clear that they are saying, you know what? We're going to redo this thing. We're going to redo it. Look, they let AJ Brown go. Derrick Henry can't do this forever and carry them forever. And as I say, they got to make a decision on Tannehill. And I think, you know, Malik Willis also in an interesting situation. See, and same thing with Matt Corral. I think, like, the quarterbacks, they all landed in good spots. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all these guys landed in good spots. Like, if you're Kenny Pickett, you landed in the city that you already play in. So the locals know you. The locals like you already. There's no transitional period here. You're on it. You know, they don't have to force you to be the starter right now or anything like that. You're on a legendary team that is, you know, that has made the playoffs or had a winning record for like 18 years in a row, whatever. So you're in a great spot if you're Kenny Pickett. Like, you've got an opportunity to succeed. If you're Desmond Ridder, similar situation. You're in a good spot. Like, Atlanta's a young team. They're stockpiling draft picks and speed and talent, etc. And you've got, you know, you don't have a star quarterback ahead of you in Mariota. You know, so if you're Ridder, similar, you're not going to be forced into action before you're ready. And you're on a team that wants you to succeed. You're in a good spot. Matt Corral ends up with Carolina, goes with a 90th pick. Ends up going to Carolina. Very good spot for Matt Corral as well. Right? Like, they have a starter already, but no one that, like, he can't beat out. So now, basically, you let him compete. Like, that was always my deal with Matt Corral. And I told you guys I like Matt Corral, but I always said that. I said, listen, I take him in the third round type of thing, which they did. And I said, you give him a chance to compete. And you know, and we'll see if he can do this or not. You know, and it's funny because Adam Kaplan was talking about there's like baggage or there's concerns about Matt Corral and his not behavior, but it's kind of weird because, you know, you hear that about everybody. But I wanted to talk about that was that I think it's just the new kids, right? There are a lot of players that fell in the draft, right, because of perceived attitude, like because of their personality and attitude. Like, usually it's like arrests and stuff, right? You know what I mean? Like, in the past, it was always like, yeah, man, well, we found out you got arrested and you didn't tell us. And, you know, it turned out, you robbed someone at gunpoint once. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it used to be, oh, we found something out about you. Now they already know everything about everybody. But it seems like now the new thing is, it's like, yeah, we just don't like the kid, right? He came like a lot of these kids, I guess Matt Corral came across like as too arrogant to some coaches and stuff. But you know what I mean? Like, there were a lot of coaches, and we heard this for a lot of players, that they were like, yeah, they, you know, they didn't interview well at all, right? Like the Pickens kid with Georgia, same thing. The Pickens kid on Georgia, same thing. People were like, this kid's got an attitude problem, right? And it's funny because it seemed to be a pattern with a lot of the Georgia Bulldog players. They've noticed in the draft, yeah, he would have went higher, but there's whatever. He's got an attitude problem. And then me and Kaplan talked about this, and I sort of said, well, I'm noticing a common theme here. They're not bad kids. Like, so it's not like that's the whole thing. Like, Jermaine Johnson plummeted, right? I bet Jermaine Johnson would go in the top 9.5. He went, 26 or whatever. And same thing. I asked, I said, what happened to him? And they said, same thing. He said, you know what? He's no arrest. He didn't do anything bad. He hasn't, like, you know, he didn't hit anybody or anything. Said he just doesn't, he rubbed people the wrong way, man, in these interview processes.
What about Jacoby Dean, Gabe? You know, the linebacker out of Georgia. I can't believe how far he slid.
He's another one. I
thought Atlanta was going to take him, and they took the linebacker out of Montana, which a lot of people were surprised.
I mean, you notice the pattern. Another Georgia guy. He's a good player, though. And, you know, people thought, oh, he's undersized, right? But no, he was a good pick. But he was another one, Matias. Look, what you hear about Jordan Davis or Wyatt. Jordan Davis is a good kid. Jordan Davis, Jordan Davis ends up going. Where did Davis end up here? What team did Jordan Davis end up? But I like Jordan Davis. But same thing I was going to say about the Wyatt kid on Georgia. Same thing. kid's amazing. Like, you watch him play, and I'm like, why isn't this kid going higher? They said, oh, he's kind of got an attitude problem. And I'm like, what do you mean, attitude? Well, they said, oh, he's got a, you know what I mean? He rubbed people the wrong way. So, Philly, thank you, Matthias. Yeah, Jordan Day's Philly. Good call. Thank you. So, he went to Philly, too. Philly had a nice draft. They went Georgia. Georgia Bulldogs, man, produce a lot of players. Whatever. Like, people are talking, oh, they got attitude. Whatever. Yeah, because they're good. So, you had a bunch of badass kids on the Georgia Bulldogs that all have attitudes. Well, whatever. They had attitudes and they won the national championship. So, maybe that's why they have attitudes. Maybe because they're good. Like, that's why I want to point out. I'm not saying they're bad kids and no one else is. No, like, that was the whole thing. It was like, why did Jermaine Johnson fall? They're like, well, there was concerns and they didn't like this and they didn't like that. And then it was like, well, but he's not a bad kid. Right? No, I was like, no, he didn't do anything, but they just... And I just sort of think there's a gap here. I think there's a gap between sort of the generations now, where somebody in their 50s, a coach in their 50s or 60s, quite frankly, just doesn't like the kids of today. Do you know what I mean? So unless you... And we talked about this with... we've talked about this with Coach Reinbold. And we've talked about this with others. They need to do a better job. Like, the smart agents and stuff will tell the players what to expect from a general manager. Like, you need to know, like, going in, that, listen, this guy's old school, man, and you go in here and you talk to him, make sure you shake his hand, make sure you look him in the eye, say yes or no, so, you know what I mean? There's certain people that are going to get upset. Don't look at your phone, right? Stuff like that. Don't look at your phone when you're talking to this guy, right, type thing. And that's it happens all the time. Right? The GM will go in. They, you know, it's like a 5-minute thing. They'll walk out and they'll be like, I'm not drafted.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This kid. I don't want him on my team. Right? Like, that's what you hear. He interviewed well. That it's real. Like, that stuff is real. And I think a lot of today's kids just, they've got attitude, right? And it pisses people off.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Renzi. So, yeah, we're just talking about, like, the players, today's players. And as I say, like, they're not bad kids, but you know what it is? It's, like, sort of like Kyler Murray is a good example of this. Like, Kyler Murray. And I like Kyler Murray, right? Kyler Murray, but it's like, bro, like, you were lucky you were the first pick because there's one coach that wanted him, you know, he wanted you as his quarterback. If it wasn't for Kingsbury, you wouldn't have been the number one pick in the draft, bro. So you go number one. Yeah, you played well. You've been good. But you've never stayed healthy for an entire season, and you haven't won a playoff game. And you want to be paid like, oh, you got to better pay me. Look, he's writing letters and calling him out. You know what I mean? Big drama. And it's like, bro, you haven't accomplished anything in your career, right? It's sort of like, but it's like, it's a lot of things with kids like this, even in society, not just football players, like people, you know, they're young or they get out of college and they think, oh, well, I should get this right away. You know what I mean? They don't realize how long it takes, like, to succeed at things. And they expect it to be given to them right away, and it is sometimes. And in the sports world, it's given to them, and it's like, well, they want to be paid. They want this. They don't know. Go out and earn it, all right? Go out and earn it. Like the Pickens kid, that was, you know, like, what about Pickens? Basically, that, you know what, man, this guy thinks he's so amazing, man. Like, I get it. You want to have be a confident player, but it, to the point where it rub people the wrong way. So it's something that teams are going to have to get used to, essentially, right? Like, it's amazing when you look at the dynamics and how the draft changes. Like, do you guys remember like now Tunsil, he did an NFT of the weed mask thing. So he's on NFT. Like, remember, like, oh, what a big deal it was? Like, years ago, guys, wasn't that long ago, they would take your name off the board. They're like, oh, he failed a marijuana test. I see, failed a drug test. Like, weed was like a non-fact. Like, oh, you can't be drafted, you're weed. Like, Mara, who's an old school guy with the Giants, said if you didn't draft people that smoke weed, there'd be no draft.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Keep cool this summer when you shop ceiling fans at Menards. Upgrade your space with a quick install ceiling fan from Patriot Lighting. They're loaded with extra features that will make your ceiling fan install a breeze. Plus, they reduce energy costs, helping you save time and money. Save big on our great selection of ceiling fans. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save